At first glance, you probably regarded Les Discrets as a joke, or as a cheap imitation of classic Renaissance paintings. You may have doubled over in laughter, or commented on the facial expression of the subject, who looks like he has a baguette stuck in his throat. Trust me, that's exactly what I thought too when I first looked at this piece. But when you look closely, you see something different. You see a statement, a commentary on censorship and the French Resistance. Art at the time of this painting was very controlled. If you wanted to be successful in the art world at the time, you needed to tailor every artwork to the specific preferences of the aristocracy. Works deemed treasonous were blotted out entirely, and artists who publicly denounced the aristocracy were often executed. However, change was in the air in France. The public was growing tired of being controlled, and it wouldn't be long before French aristocrats were lined up for the guillotine. One artist in particular was tired of being creatively restricted. Joseph Ducreux, born in Nancy, France, was one revolutionary artist considered unconventional, and is the artistic mind behind this self-portrait. This piece is part of a set of unique self-portraits conveying the complexity and humor of human emotion in exaggerated facial expressions and intricate costumes. You'll notice that this piece is painted in a style and method common for many portraits at the time, yet did not experience near the success of other works. However, this painting accurately embodies the ideological changes in Europe during the time of the French Resistance. The subject involves the audience directly by engaging the viewer with a stare and a humorous expression that draws you to the piece. From the moment I stepped onto the second floor, this piece caught my eye. Like all great artworks, it filled its viewers with emotion, even if that emotion was humor and happiness. This has been Jake Shue with another Bulldog Art Tour.